shall obey them. So during this Sunday Law Latter Rain time period, God's people are going to lay their hand. They're going to bring a group of people into subjection to themselves. And this group of people is Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon. And what we're saying is that when we see these threefold enemies in prophecy of the end of the world, two singular, one plural, relatives of Israel, that they represent modern Babylon, the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. And what this is saying is that God's people during the latter rain time period are going to bring those people into subjection to themselves. And it's out of context to read into here that all of modern Babylon is going to come and stand with God's people. That isn't what the passage is saying. It must be understood in context. What it is saying is that during the latter rain, loud cry time period, there will be a group of people that are in Babylon that will come into agreement with God's people that are giving the loud cry message. And what is the loud cry message? Come out of Babylon. And in this verse we just read, it says, those that come out of Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon, which would be symbolizing modern Babylon at the end of the world, that they're going to obey those that are giving this loud cry message. And the loud cry message is a message from Christ. So what it is saying is that they're going to come into obedience to Christ through his people, because his people are representative of him at this time. Continuing on. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dryshod, and there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. So we're seeing the final deliverance here illustrated just after these people come out of Babylon and stand with God's people at the end of time. Now, the reason that I am addressing this threefold enemy here in Isaiah in connection with Daniel 11 is because this is a place where these three enemies are identified as the same tribes. Daniel 11, Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon. That's in Isaiah 11. And Daniel 11 uses the same tribes. Daniel 11:41 says, he shall enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. The only difference with those three tribes in verse 41 of Daniel 11 and with Isaiah 11